From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, February 9th. Coming up, we'll take a closer look at the science behind the COVID-19 vaccines with a pair of professors at Southern Illinois University. That story from Side Effects Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Wind chill readings continue to be around zero this morning, and the Illinois Department of Transportation says many roads in central Illinois remain partly to mostly snow and ice covered. We'll have your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard in just a bit. The COVID-19 pandemic and accompanying recession have revealed disparities in health and financial stability across Illinois, and senior citizens are no exception. Senior advocacy organization AARP Illinois says it's time for the legislature to address underlying issues. Derek Cantu has more.
In a new report published Monday, AARP says the General Assembly should focus on policy changes for communities of color, building on equity-focused bills already passed in the legislature's lame duck session last month. Democratic Senator Jacqueline Collins says financial disparities have caused groups like black seniors to be three times more likely to live in poverty compared to their white counterparts.
These wealth differences are also caused by the lack of access to banking and credit in communities of color, which decrease access for retirement savings, pensions, 401k plans, which provide key sources of economic security as we age.
One proposal would require even the smallest of businesses in Illinois to enroll their employees into a state-run retirement savings plan or face fines. I'm Derek Cantu.
State officials reported another four-month low in daily COVID-19 cases yesterday, with just over 1,700 new cases. That's the lowest number of new cases reported since October 6th. The state's seven-day case positivity rate is at 3.3%. 35 COVID-19-related deaths were reported in Illinois yesterday, the fifth lowest daily number of deaths since the year began. The number of vaccines administered in Illinois has now surpassed 1.6 million. Central Illinois native Dave Kindred is a Hall of Fame sports writer. He's perhaps known best for his writings about and his relationship with the late Muhammad Ali. Kindred says he didn't write about sports as much as he wrote about people. Kindred's new book, titled Leave Out the Tragic Parts, follows that rule. It tells the story of his grandson Jared's struggle with addiction and how substance abuse cost him his life at age 25.
And I think the important thing is intervention. You have to recognize a problem and you have to deal with it immediately. Don't say, well, we'll deal with that later. He'll be okay. It's just a phase. Well, it's not just a phase.
Kindred says his grandson likely started drinking when he was 13 after his parents split. He says everyone was too slow to see the signs Jared needed help. Township and school officials in Urbana are preparing to work together to bring more homeless families into an emergency shelter program. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
Under an intergovernmental agreement, homeless families with children in the Urbana School District could find short-term shelter through a program run by the Cunningham Township Supervisor's Office. Urbana City Council members, in their second role as the town board, approved the agreement last night after hearing it praised by Urbana School District Superintendent Jennifer Ivory Tatum.
We're very excited about the ability to be able to support some of our homeless families that are struggling with secure housing right now.
Cunningham Township Supervisor Danielle Chenoweth says the program was launched in response to an increase in families experiencing homelessness during the COVID-19 pandemic. It puts them up at a local hotel and provides case management and support services until they can find more permanent housing. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
The Urbana School Board is expected to vote on the agreement with Cunningham Township next week. The University of Illinois reported 42 new COVID-19 cases from tests conducted Sunday on its Urbana campus. There have been more than 600 new cases since students began returning to campus January 18th. The rolling seven-day case positivity rate continues to rise, now to 0.45%, its highest level since January 10th. Champaign County reported 101 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. There are more than 700 active cases in the county, up by about 100 from last Monday. Still to come, we'll learn more about the science behind the two COVID-19 vaccines in use here in the United States. That story from Side Effects Public Media is next on 217 Today.
Healthcare has never been more important as the coronavirus pandemic continues to touch every aspect of our lives. I'm Christine Herman, health reporter for Illinois Newsroom, working to make sense of what's going on with rich storytelling and helpful analysis for listeners across the state. Hear what I uncover next on AM 580 and FM 90.9, or look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The COVID-19 vaccines hold promise for ending the pandemic, but some people are reluctant to get the shots because they have questions about how the vaccines were created. Side Effects Public Media's Steph Whiteside spoke with two professors about the science behind the vaccines.
Millions of Americans have received a COVID vaccine, but 39% aren't likely to get it, according to a December study from the Pew Research Center. One of the main reasons was a lack of trust in the research and development process. Michael Olson is an assistant professor of immunology with the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine. He says COVID vaccines work like others, and the first thing to understand is how the body develops an immune response.
Anytime a foreign thing is recognized, your body goes through a process of presenting that foreign thing to various immune cells, and then those immune cells try to make an antibody response. That's all part of what is called adaptive immunity.
A vaccine trains the body to respond to a specific invader, in this case, the novel coronavirus.
What takes place is that your body needs to be trained to recognize something foreign. And so the vaccine provides that foreign material to train your body to have antibodies, essentially, to that thing.
Vaccine development isn't a new field. The first smallpox vaccine was created in 1798, but it still may take 10 years or more to create a vaccine for a new disease. The COVID vaccine went faster, in part because of the huge amount of money provided by governments and drug companies. Vaccine trials were held at hundreds of sites around the world, and with so many people exposed to the virus, Olson says scientists could quickly see the difference between subjects who were vaccinated and those who weren't.
And with the disease burden as high as it is in the United States, then the likelihood of people getting the infection in the placebo group was high. You didn't have to wait for years to find out if people were protected, right? You were able to find out over the course of 2 months that the numbers were drastically reduced in the vaccine group compared to the placebo.
And while it may not seem like anyone had much luck in 2020, scientists got a break in perfecting a certain type of vaccine. It uses a process called messenger RNA, or mRNA, to trigger the body's immune response at the cellular level. Keith Gagnon, assistant professor of biochemistry at SIU, says mRNA works as a translator telling the body what to do. In the case of COVID, the vaccine focuses on one specific protein made by the virus.
It creates almost a wanted poster for the body. And it's like a snapshot of the virus. And that's enough for it to know who to look for and where to go.
The first two vaccines, made by Pfizer and Moderna, use mRNA. But there are some drawbacks. They have to be stored at very cold temperatures and have a shorter shelf life.
But the mRNA is pretty unstable. It gets turned over or degraded by the cell really quickly. So it just lasts long enough to make this protein.
Olson knows that understanding these new vaccines and sorting through false claims can be confusing. He says there's one thing he would want everyone to understand.
There is no possible way from this vaccine to get COVID or pass it on to anybody else. You are receiving a tiny subset of one protein within the virus. No virus is there that can be transmitted through the taking of the COVID-19 vaccine.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Steph Whiteside.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll be cloudy and cold today with a high of 19 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Derek Cantu, Charlie Schlenker, Jim Meadows, and Steph Whiteside. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.